We're here on the IFAJ 2013 trip through Argentina on our way to Rosario. We stopped at a farm called La Campiña.
La Campiña.
The feminine. The feminine form. La Campiña. With me is Monica. Could you please introduce yourself, Maureen, please?
Well, my name is Monica Caen d'Anvers. The little accent is because my father was French. And so my name is French. And my husband and I have been anchors on the 8 o'clock news on Channel 13 for 40 years. Hell of a long time. And we also decided one day that we had put away a little bit of money. What were we going to do with it? And so obviously there were two choices. One was to business and not at all like us. And the other one was to produce. And we decided to produce. We thought it was much more fun. And César is from San Pedro, from this side of the world. And so we decided to buy something here. And we started with 12 hectares 35 years ago. And we started just by producing fruit. But we did nothing else. I mean, we didn't harvest. We didn't package. We did nothing. And we exported. We tried to do the best oranges possible to export to Belgium, to Italy, to Spain, even to Spain, which was quite something, because Spain obviously is the place where you get oranges from. And, well, we did this for a long time. And then one day we said, now why not do everything ourselves? Why do we have to take other people to do all the rest? And in these 20 hectares, which are very near the route, the way here, we decided it was a good idea. So we did packaging and cold and offices. And at the same time, he said, why not tourism and let people come in? Because we feel that we're very privileged. I think that people who earn their living doing what they like are privileged. And they're not very many in the world. Generally, you earn your living as you can, when you can, how you can. Well, we were doing what we liked, and on top of it, we were successful. So help. I mean, what more can you ask for? And so one of the things we decided when we opened the part of tourism was, after all, we've arrived where we are now, thanks to the people, because they looked at us every evening at 8 for 40 years. So they are definitely part of our success. So we should share it with them. And that's what we did.
So are you like a pioneer in agritourism here in Argentina?
Poof, I don't know. Maybe. In a way, the great difference is that there are lots of other people that do it also. We have the great advantage is that everybody knows us. I mean, I get into a taxi in BA, and then he turns around and says, hi, Monica, how are the oranges? You know, it all goes together. 40 years is a hell of a long time. And then 40 years ago, we didn't have all these things with buttons. So the television was on Channel 13. You went to bed, and when you put it on, it was on Channel 13. And nobody had little buttons to change it at 90 miles an hour. It was just there. And there we were. So that's the difference.
How much is agriculture in the news in Argentina? I mean, do you do
not
a lot
enough.
Of...
Not enough. Because one of the things we should know is that obviously agriculture is the main activity in the world. We all eat. It's the only thing we all do. There are other things some people do, other people do, but eat, we all eat. And so I'm worried about that, because we used to be what was called el granero del mundo, which was the world which had more grains in everywhere. And somebody didn't like that, because, of course, all the politics came into this. And so it was like if the people who had money had land and the people who didn't. And so all this sort of politics made that having land wasn't such a good idea, and it's a very good idea. And we have to produce much more than we are producing now, and we have to export much more than we are exporting now. It's unbelievable. And Europe has gone down the slope, poor pets, they've got terrible complications. We haven't been able to export our oranges for the last 2 years because what they pay us now doesn't pay our expenses. Not that we want to win, doesn't pay for the expenses. They haven't got enough money. So we sell it at home. So does everybody else. So it makes it not easy.
Well, you mentioned the grain and, soybean. You grow soybeans here?
We do soybeans. We do, what's bread made with? Wheat.
Wheat.
We do wheat. We do corn. We do soya. We do a bit of everything. A bit of everything.
What do you think about the whole biotechnology issue and the potential for that? Well, that's gotten very political.
It's very political. It's not easy. And this colza we're starting to do, not us, but in Argentina. For the first time, I came from Buenos Aires into San Pedro, and I could see the fields, yellow fields. And I said, gosh, this is Van Gogh, because it looked like a picture. And it's much more Van Gogh than grains. And, they're starting to, and that's for bio, without a doubt. Well, I suppose it's useful and I suppose it's important. We're not doing any yet. I don't know what's going to happen next year. Everything changes. So, and we're in a very complicated moment in our country with elections and with people not very happy. And, there we are.
But you seem to be very, very happy.
I'm a very lucky human being. I mean, as I said at the beginning, when you earn your living doing what you like and you're successful, gosh, bingo. I mean, you've got it. What more can you ask for? And at the same time, Cesar, my husband, who's about to arrive now because today is Monday, I should be in the radio because we're still doing radio. And I played hooky. And I'm here. And he went, and he's coming back now. And so it's difficult because it's like, how can I say, like an illness. I mean, we can't stop. We should. I keep saying, I mean, I'm going to be 80 next year, which is quite a number.
Yes.
And although we all live much more nowadays, it's still 80. So, I mean, to hell with it. So one must really do the most one can do. And at the same time, I asked my doctor, should I stop working? And he smiled and he said, do you enjoy it? I said, yes. Do they pay you? I said, yes. Until they take you away with your feet in front, on you go. Makes these work more.
Are you concerned here in the country, in Argentina, do you have more young people going into agriculture?
We're trying. We're trying because we're trying on an individual way. I mean, I'm not in politics, so I don't want to be either. we don't want our children, our grandchildren, to go into the cities. We want them to stay here, but it has to be. They have to live well. They have to be able to live well. They should, and I'm sure they can. But I don't know, politics is such a mess. Here and everywhere else, I mean, we're not an exception. We're not the terrible, complicated politics. Politics are complicated here, in Finland, in France, in England, in Spain, in the States, anywhere. And I think it's because we're horribly selfish. Human beings, I mean. And we are always thinking of one person, me. And that doesn't work. We have to think of we, because the world is we. And so we have to sit down, and you can be say in Argentina, for example, you can be on Cristina's side or on the other side. César and I have never been on any side in our 40 years because we think that journalism has nothing to do with politics. I have never had a cup of coffee with somebody in power. Never. Because I think that if I have a cup of coffee with him, I can't ask him the questions I want afterwards. Because he feels I'm a friend. I'm not a friend. I'm a journalist.
What role do you think journalists have in helping the world, helping people, helping consumers understand agriculture?
It should be extraordinary because we have the power to do it. But I'm afraid that we are also, we have been, and it's contagious. This money-minded world is contagious. And it's not that I don't like money. I like money like everybody else. And I like the things that I can get with money. But it can't be the only concern in my life. That's where everything goes to hell. When the only thing you want in the world is money. And when you see, of course, our way of living, women, we've started to be in the world in every sense, which we weren't 30 years ago. And that, of course, has changed families. So now, mommy, instead of having baby with a cuddly little toy, has an iPod. And so the child says, I want, and he gets one. He gets one of these blasted things, which I don't know how to make work. But I have grandchildren which is a great improvement. So, I mean, it's like when I don't think we are teaching our children well, we're making their minds also going into money, 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 money. There was a song like that, no? I remember. I remember.
How many children and grandchildren do you have?
Not very many, I'm afraid. I have only two grandchildren, a girl and a boy. And the girl has already given me my first great-grandchild. She is 2 years old, and you can eat her with a spoon. She's adorable. And my granddaughter has another one inside. And my grandson got married a year ago. And I said, well, when are you opening the factory? I mean, I'm waiting. And he said, well, wait, because there's time for everything. I'm only 29, damn it. Give me time. And I said, yes, but I ain't got so much time. So I would very much like you to produce something.
Are they interested in taking over the farm?
They're musicians. So that's very complicated. All the, not my actual, I've been married to César Massetti for 35 years. But I was married 15 years to my first husband called Mianovic. And the two children I have are his children. And they are both completely artistic. Sandra is a very important singer here in Argentina. She's got, I don't know what you call them, but what you'd call Emmys in the States. She's got all sorts of things. She's got 50 records. She's very, very important. And she's a darling, which is much more important than everything else. And my son, is a composer, and he has organized her orchestra, and he works with her. So they're not terribly country-minded.
One can't have. What will
happen? Voila, so nobody knows what was going to happen. We shall see.
Anybody else have any questions?
Any questions?
You seem to be a businesswoman. Are you?
I seem to be a businesswoman. I'm not a businesswoman.
Yes, you are.
No.
How were you able to grow this farm so big?
Salaries. Doing our job on TV.
Oh, I see.
You see, we are anchors, or we were, sorry, anchors, TV anchors on the 8 o'clock evening news on Channel 13 for 40 years, which is a hell of a long time.
And you still have a radio show.
And we still have a radio show.
Is it nationwide?
Nationwide. And I...
Daily, or is it a daily,
daily
show?
Uh-huh. Monday to Friday, 9 to 12.
Oh,
so there
you're
we
like
are.
Rush Limbaugh over here.
Yeah. It's terrible. And so we say, well, we'll give it up this year. Basta. It's enough. And then we get to the month of November, and we say, that's for the lady. Oh, excuse me.
That's for you.
Oh, that's for me.
Yeah.
Bueno. Then in November, we start saying, go away. It's so much fun. Well, one thing, but this time, I really think it's about time, because this needs a lot of time,
yes,
a lot of dedication, and a lot of love. And because if the weather is with you, everything is marvelous. But the weather you can't manage. Now with our peaches, we've had 3 weeks of very, very cold weather, 3 and 4 and 5 degrees below zero, mm-hmm, with people with enormous things with fires,
yes,
for heat. Mm-hmm. They really, when I see them, I've been there with them quite a few days, and really, it's a hell of a job, terrible. Now, obviously, they are, we are looking after our fruit, but they're looking after their jobs.
Sure.
No, it all goes together. Sure. It all goes together.
Well, I'm going to let you go because I know you've got other things going on. It was a pleasure to meet you. You're a wonderful woman, and I love
much.
This place, and thank you so much for being our host.
It was wonderful having you.
Yes.
Wonderful.